Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
It's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, while Superman searches for them, Lois Lane and her sister Diana are the prisoners of a mysterious masked man who has given them just 60 seconds to make a fateful decision.
Oh, Lois, what'll I do? If I tell him where the letter is, he'll get rid of us as soon as he gets it.
But if you don't tell him, he'll finish us right now.
I know. What'll I do?
I don't know, Diana. It looks as if either way we're done for. Finished.
Gang, ever hear of a boat called the Titanic? Well, it was once very famous, and every school kid knew that the Titanic was the biggest, fastest passenger liner in the world. So big that she carried more than 2,000 persons on her maiden voyage across the Atlantic 36 years ago. But she never completed that first voyage. For at 2 a.m. one morning, the Titanic's lookout frantically shouted, "Floating object dead ahead!" Then there was a crash, and in a matter of minutes, the world's biggest liner sank to the bottom. Over 1,000 lives were lost in that sinking. Do you know what sank the Titanic? An iceberg, that's right. She'd struck a huge floating mountain of ice, and it crushed her like a toy boat in a bathtub. Now, you wouldn't think an iceberg could be so dangerous. But they are, because the biggest part of them isn't visible. Actually, 4/5 of an iceberg floats beneath the surface. Well, gang, that demonstrates that hidden dangers are often the trickiest, most deceptive kind, because we can't see their true size and shape. For instance, in our ordinary daily lives, racial and religious prejudice may not always appear on the surface. As you know, troublemakers who spread bigotry like to work in a sneaky, underhanded way. That's why they're like icebergs. Under the surface, they can build up an ugly mass of ill will between one group and another group. That, like an iceberg, can cause a serious catastrophe. So we've got to be lookouts, all of us, like sailors in a crow's nest of a ship. We've got to keep a watch for those telltale signs of danger ahead. And when we see them, sing out a warning.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
Because of a certain secret letter which fell into her hands in France, Diana Lane, a dancer, and her sister Lois, the Daily Planet Girl reporter, are the prisoners of a mysterious masked man in Paris. Then, while Superman and the police searched for the two sisters, their masked captor gave Diana just 60 seconds in which to tell him where the letter was. If she refused, he threatened, both she and Lois would die. Now, as the masked gray-haired man waits across the dusty candlelit room, and with the man he calls Jacques leans against the door, watch in hand, Diana confers anxiously with her sister. Suddenly, he looks up.
The time is up, mademoiselle.
Oh, dear. What'll I do, Lois?
I don't know, Diana. I'm afraid that you'd better...
What is your decision, mademoiselle Diana?
I told you I lost the letter. I don't know
where... And I told you I do not believe you, mademoiselle.
But you must... It's true. It's absolutely...
You will please convince them that I am serious now.
Oui, monsieur. I will convince them.
Diana, tell them where the letter is. Go on, please.
That is sound advice,
but mademoiselle. But Lois, look, there's nothing else to do, darling. Go on now, tell them.
All right. I hid it in a magazine.
Huh? Where is this magazine?
On the shelf of a broom closet across the hall from my apartment.
Huh?
Oh, Lois, it's all right, darling.
Jack, go at once. See if she speaks the truth.
Oui, monsieur.
Un moment. Gendarme may be there. Have great care.
Oui, monsieur. Have no fear. Au revoir.
Now, mademoiselle... You will both wait in the next room until Jacques returns. In here.
And then what?
That, mes amis, you will discover later.
Haven't you found even a trace of them yet, Captain?
I assure you, Monsieur Kent, everything possible is being done by the police to find Mademoiselle Lois and Diana Lane.
Well, I realize that, Captain Dulac.
You are anxious, I understand, but we shall find them eventually. Have no fear.
We've got to find them now, before it's too late. It isn't too late already. What about Diana's apartment? Did your laboratory men discover anything of interest there?
Only a few fingerprints, which, however, match none in the police files.
Oh.
Our only clue is that she was taken away in a Fiat automobile.
So what? There are thousands of Fiats in Paris.
But I have assigned two excellent detectives to trail Monsieur Raymond, the dancing partner of Mademoiselle Diana.
I am
hopeful that will lead to something.
Forget it. It won't lead to anything.
I think it may. It is my theory that Raymond was in love with Mademoiselle Diana, became infuriated when she announced she was breaking up their, dance act.
I tell you, you're barking up the wrong tree, Captain. I'm convinced that mysterious letter Diana had is responsible for their disappearance.
And I, monsieur, believe the letter to be only a fiction invented by Raymond as an alibi.
Well, if that were true, why would Diana's apartment be searched thoroughly by whoever took her away and searched again when Lois was taken away? Now, that means somebody was looking for something, and I think it was a letter.
Monsieur.
Yes, certainly.
Captain Henri Dulac speaking. Oui.
Eh? When was this?
Oui. I come at once. Au revoir.
What's happened now, Captain?
Something else has occurred at the pension from which your friend has disappeared, Monsieur Kent.
Something else? What do you mean?
I will explain en route. We must hurry. Allons. Tell Monsieur Kent and me what happened, Corporal Lambin.
Oui, mon capitaine. I was here in the front hall, guarding the house as you directed. Suddenly, I heard screams from above. I raced upstairs to the top floor and found this one, the chambermaid, screaming with her mouth open.
My stupid. How else could she scream? You, madame. Who are you?
You see the name, Monsieur Capitaine. I am employed by the concierge to clean the halls and attend to the apartment.
Bien. Tell us what occurred.
I went to a broom closet for a mop.
Yeah.
When I opened the door, a man stood there.
A man?
Oui. I was frightened. One does not expect to open a broom closet and see a man.
Oh.
I screamed, and he seized me by the throat.
Mm. Then what?
Le gendarme below heard me scream.
Yes?
He started up the stairs. Then released me, raced to the window in the hall, raced back and snatched up a letter with the drop. Then he ran to the window, and he slid to the garden on the rope.
A burglar, no doubt.
Oh, no, he was no burglar, Captain Dulac.
Eh?
He must have come here for that letter I had, and apparently he got it.
But, Monsieur Kent, wait. You jumped to the conclusion.
Maybe, but I think I'm right, Captain. And if we can find that man, we may find Lois and Diana. Look, Lucy, can you tell me what this man looked like?
No, I cannot. I was too frightened to observe.
I had a look at him in the garden for a moment, monsieur.
Yes, Corporal?
He was thin but wiry, like a terrier dog.
Yes.
He wore a black and white jacket, a cap, and a blue handkerchief at his throat.
Good. I may be able to pick up his trail if I leave right now.
Wait, Monsieur Kent. I will put out an alarm for you.
Oh, go ahead, but I'm going after that man in my way. See you later, Captain.
Hurrying from the boarding house, Clark Kent steps into an areaway and swiftly resumes his true identity of Superman. Then, up, up! And away! The Man of Steel rockets up into the sky to search for the man he believes can lead him to Lois Lane and Diana. We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Gang, anyway, any farmer, that is, can tell you a mighty good way to frighten crows out of a cornfield, and that is to take an old hat, a coat, and a pair of pants, stuff them with straw, then prop them up on sticks. Well, when he sees that, Mr. Crow won't attempt to eat corn, because, well, he's so lame-brained, he thinks that the stuffed dummy is a man. Now, when you're dealing with crows, that dressed-up dummy serves a valuable purpose. But you can't have much respect for human beings who fall for scarecrows, can you? Well, there are lots of people who do. For instance, you know and I know that there's no such thing as a type among people. We know we must judge human beings as individuals. Now, a fellow may have a certain outstanding physical characteristic, or he may belong to a certain religious faith. But that doesn't make him typical. That is to say, just like everybody else of his race or religion. Well, the troublemakers who want to stir up hatred have a neat trick. They create a dummy, or let's call it a scarecrow, an imaginary figure that's not real at all. Then they give this straw man a fake label, and they tell any dope who'll listen, what you see is a typical member of this or that race or religious group. Get that? Well, as I said before, some people aren't any smarter than crows. If you can get half-wits to believe a scarecrow is real, you can make them believe most any old rubbish. Don't you fall for balderdash like that, gang. Make sure you are smart enough to spot the difference between what's real and what's phony. When you run across someone who doesn't know the difference, point it out. Make it plain. Yes, it's your duty as a good American.
And now, back to the adventures of Superman.
Locked in the small, dusty cubicle of a room in the house of the mysterious masked man, Lois Lane and her sister Diana have succeeded in prying open the shutters of the single, grimy window. But after raising the creaking, warped window an inch at a time, they lean out, then catch their breaths in dismay. For five stories below them is the ancient courtyard, a rubble of broken stone and tall weeds. And beyond the courtyard is the river.
Uh-oh. I'm afraid there's no getting out this way, Diana. Oh, dear, what'll we do, Lois? Jacques will be back any minute now, and you know that'll be the end for us.
Yes, I know. This seems to be the last of a row of old townhouses.
Oh,
built one against the other. I think they're all deserted, though. I can't see a soul anywhere around.
Let me see. Yes, I think the other houses in the row are deserted. But if we could get over to...
Well, how can we do that, Diana? There's no window ledge or anything.
Lois, look.
At what, honey?
That race out. It's just a few feet away. I could climb down that and... Oh, no, that's out. It's broken off below the next floor.
It was out anyhow. How could we get to it?
Wait a minute. It runs up to the roof. I could shin any up, then run across the...
Oh,
house.
Stop raving, Diana. How do you expect to get to the range? That's out. It's at least 6 feet away.
It won't be easy, but I can hang from your hand and swing from side to side till I have enough momentum to swing.
Oh, well, you're mad, honey. You'd fall and be killed.
No, I wouldn't. I'm an acrobatic dancer, you know, and I've done much harder tricks than that. As I see, we hold each other's wrists. Like the...
Oh, no, don't be silly, Diana. I wouldn't hear of such a thing. Look at that.
Yes. He came back. He must have the letter, and that means he and the masked man will be in here. Lois, quickly, help me reach that rain spot. I'll get help.
But, Diana, it's too dangerous.
Would you rather just wait here for those men to shoot it?
Well, no.
Then let's try it. Wait till I get out the window.
Diana, do be careful, please.
Don't worry about me. I'll lock your fingers around my wrist.
Oh, all right.
That's it. And I'll grip your wrist. Like this.
Yes.
Hang on now.
Oh, dear.
I'll start swinging. Just hang on and sway with me.
Okay.
And when I say let go at once, right?
All right, Diana. Are you all right?
Yes. Get ready now.
And what is... Oh, Chuck! Come over here!
Diana, the man! He's here! Let go, Lawrence! Let go!
As the masked man and Jacques, his henchmen, rush into the small room, Lois, at the command of her sister, releases her wrists and watches helplessly as Diana flies past the window toward the rain spell passing through the outside wall. What will happen to Diana take this spectacular risk to save her sister Lois's life and her own? As Superman set out on Jacques' trail is as yet nowhere at hand. Well, for plenty of thrills, action, and excitement, be sure to hear Monday, the sensational episode, fellows and girls. Tune in same time, same station, for Chapter 6 of The Mystery of the Letter on The Adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. Watch for the Superman Adventure serial, soon to be shown at your local movie theater. This program came from New York. Stay tuned to your mutual station for Adventure Parade, which follows in just a moment. And right after Adventure Parade, you will hear Tom Mix and his Straight Shooters. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.